You shall not
be
bound. Hallelujah. Jesus set us free. Anywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, healed a leper. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Even today, our Lord is doing good, doing good. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, healed a leper. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Even today, our Lord is doing good. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he led a leper. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Even right now, Jesus is doing good. Wherever he went, he's doing good. Almighty healer, he led a leper. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Even right now, our God is doing good. Wherever he went, he's doing good. Almighty healer, he led a leper. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Even today, our Lord is doing good. Wherever he went, he's doing good. Almighty healer, he led a leper. When the cripples saw him, he started walking. Even right now, our God is doing good. When you see your brothers walking by the way, with our heavenly load from city to home. If you see your sister standing by the way, just stop and think, you go the wrong way. You gotta show little kindness, show little kindness, shine light for everyone to see. If you don't show little kindness, you little idle thing, narrow-minded people, narrow-minded thing. If you see your sister walking by the room with a heavenly load from city to home, if you see your brothers walking by the way, just stop and say, you go the wrong way. You gotta show little kindness, try a little kindness, shiny light for everyone to see. You gotta show little kindness in a little wider sea. Narrow-minded people, narrow-minded sea. If you see your sister walking by the way, with a heavenly load from city to home. If you see your brother standing by the road, just stop and say, you go the wrong way. You gotta show a little kindness, try a little kindness, shine your eyes for everyone to see. You must show a little kindness in a little wider sea. Narrow-minded people, narrow-minded sea. You gotta show a little kindness, show a little kindness, shining light for everyone to see. got hold of him and beat him up, wounded him, and left him bleeding and dying on Jericho Road. He saw me bleeding and dying on Jericho Road, and he pouring the oil and the wine. He pouring the oil and the wine. The kind that restored my soul. He saw me bleeding and dying on Jericho Road, and he pouring the oil and the wine. He pouring the oil and the wine. The kind that restored my soul. He saw me bleeding and dying on Jericho Road, and he pouring the oil and the wine. He pouring the oil and the wine. The kind that restored your soul. He saw you bleeding and dying on Jericho Road, and he pouring the oil and the wine. He saw you bleeding and dying on Jericho Road, and he put in the oil and the wine, the kind that makes him whole. Jesus is the good Samaritan, and he is using this to teach us some lessons, doing good. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, he said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all manner of sicknesses and diseases, for God was with him. And if you look at that passage, Jesus made it clear that that man was lying down on Jericho Road, bleeding, dying because he was wounded. The thieves, they have stolen everything. They have taken everything from him. They have beaten him, wounded him. He was bleeding and dying on the way to Jerusalem, was from Jerusalem to Jericho. On Jericho Road, he was bleeding and dying. A man was bleeding and dying. And then Jesus made it clear that a priest saw him first. The priest pretended not to be seeing him, went to the other side and passed. Pretended not to be seeing him. Then the next person that came was a Levite. A Levite is a servant in the church, in the house of God. In those days we are called Levites. From the tribe of Aaron, you have the Levites, and they are servants of God who walk within the temple, within the congregation. The priest is more of the minister of the gospel, maybe the pastor or the church leader, apostle, evangelist, or prophet, or bishop, or whatever. But that symbolizes the priest. And then the Levite symbolizes people in the church who walk within the church. They all saw the man bleeding and dying, and they all pretended not to have seen the man. So they passed to the other corner of the room and then made sure they didn't look at the man who was dying on the road. And it's like that today. Nobody wants to care for the next person. This is the Valentine weekend, and a lot has been said about Valentine, an act of kindness. Try a little kindness, an act of kindness. How many people really do kindness nowadays? See, the scripture says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold. Jesus mentioned this in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, Jesus made it clear, say, at the end of time, iniquity, wickedness shall abound. And then the love of many shall grow cold. The love of many shall grow cold because there's going to be increased wickedness, evil, on planet Earth, to the point where people will no longer think of being good anymore. That is the era where we are right now. There's so much wickedness, there's so much evil, there's so much killings and destruction of lives and properties. Okay, what are you thinking about?
when you go and manufacture bombs and grenades, the missiles and nuclear weapons, and you employ soldiers, you carry bombs and bombs and equipment, and you go and destroy whole nation, destroy people, and kill people, and destroy people, and what are you thinking about? The iniquity shall abound, and the love of many shall grow cold. It shall wickedly, you know, it is the manifestation of the devil's nature that is in such human beings. People have no love no more. People are not thinking well again. They are thinking like Satan. They are doing the work of the devil. The devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. And then these people are not there to love at all. Thank God for the story of Valentine, is the story of someone who showed love to another person. There are three people who are showing love. There are three people who are helping. There are three people who are ministering to the needs of people. Oh, yes, there are people like that. But iniquity shall abound, and the love of men shall grow cold. And so the Levite passed, pretending not to have seen the dying man on Jericho Road. And then the priest also passed, also pretending not to have seen the man dying on Jericho Road. And it is like that today. You know, people are just passing. They are driving their long Methodist and long Rolls Royce. They don't care. Look at the world today. If everyone will go out of their way to help somebody else, the world will be a good place to live. If people will go out of the world, all that I'm hearing today is the richest man on earth, the richest woman on earth, the richest man in Africa, the richest woman in Africa, the richest man in England, the richest woman in Japan, the richest man, and the richest, all these things are in the news and we hear them every day. The question I'm asking is, what are you doing with all this wealth? If really you are the richest man on earth, the richest people, the richest person, are you just amassing wealth? Just amass wealth and keep them. Jesus said, lay not up treasures for yourself where robbers and thieves do corrupt. See, but lay your treasure in heaven. It is what you do for God that you will be remembered for. It is what you have done in the lives of people to help humanity, to help mankind. That is what you will be remembered for, the good works. There is somewhere in the book of Acts of Apostles where someone died in Dorcas. And what the people remembered was the good works he has done. She always made clothes and gave to the naked and the poor and the hungry. She was remembered for that until the Apostle Peter came to raise her back to life. The story of Dorcas in Acts of Apostles. So there are three people who are doing good. And of course the scripture says, he that is good, let him be good still. He that wants to be bad, let him be bad. On the last day, we shall know who is right. Because this world today, some people enjoy doing evil. They sow bad seed. They do evil to people. And the evil they are doing is pursuing them. Every evil you do will follow you and will come back to you like a boomerang. If you sow a good seed, then the scripture says, do not be deceived. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if you are sowing bad seeds in the lives of people, get ready. You are going to reap bad seed as well. And so that man was dying on Jericho Road. until a Samaritan came by and saw the man bleeding and dying on Jericho Road. And the Bible says that he stopped and came down and attended to the man, helped him, got him on his horseback, and traveled with him to a place where they can take care of him in an inn, and he paid for the expenses. Jesus said, this is the good neighbor we're talking about. What we are hearing today is Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day. Yes, there's Valentine's Day, but how many people want to do an act of kindness? See, they misinterpreted Valentine to mean prostitution, harlotry, harlotism, and prostitution. That's not Valentine at all. It is the story of love, of kindness, and helping, and ministering, you know, reaching out to people and being a blessing to people. That's what it is. It's not about prostitution, harlotism, and selling yourself, selling your body for money. That's not what it is at all. And the Bible makes it clear. The Samaritan stopped and took care of the dying man. And Jesus said, this is the true religion, taking care of the poor and the needy, helping those that are in need, those that are oppressed, those that can't make it, those that don't have it. That is what it's all about. The religion of today, you know, you see the difference. Jesus fed 5,000 people and then he fed another 4,000 people. He knew what he was doing. You know, he was doing good. As sent at him. Wherever he went, he did good. So good things, help the poor and help the needy and minister to those that I need. You know, those were the works of Jesus Christ. How many people want to go that route? In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus now said, on the last day, my father is going to separate the goat from the sheep. And I will say to some people, welcome that faithful servant. I was in the hospital and you came to visit with me. I was in the prison and you came to help me. I was naked and you clothed me. Matthew chapter 25. I was hungry and you fed me. And then people will say, when did we do that to you? I don't think I've seen you before, Jesus. I've never seen you before. Jesus said, when you did it to one of these people, you have done it to me. When you acted an act of kindness, you showed love to people by helping and ministering to their needs, you did it to me as well. That's what it is. Welcome to the kingdom because of your good work. You know, and then we say to those who, the wicked people, say, you saw me naked and you never cared. You saw me in the prison, you never cared. You saw me in the hospital, you never cared. You saw me dying on Jericho Road, you never cared. You saw me in need, you never cared. They go and they are casted away, you wicked people. Wicked people. They say, Lord, 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 but they are not entering into the kingdom of God. Not everyone that says, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus made that statement. It's not everyone who says, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God. I told you, I said, when you get to heaven, one of the things that will surprise you is you go to heaven, the people you expected that should be there are not there. The people you thought will not be in heaven, they are the people who are inside heaven. Yes. You will see, write it down. Hey, A Levite saw a man dying on Jericho Road, and he pretended not to see the man, and he passed another time. And then a priest came and did the same thing. See, Jesus is telling us something there. There is something Jesus is telling us. Who is going to help you? Who is going to help you? Hey, King David said, I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. I will look unto God, looking unto Jesus, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the... Which person is going to help you? Do you know who is going to help you? Sometimes people fix their eyes on their brothers and their sisters and their friends and their relations to come and help. Fix their eyes on church members and church people. They fix their eyes on the priest. They fix their eyes and they fix their eyes on people and they think those people should help. But what did God? Well, how does God help people? He's the only one who can help. If God doesn't help, nobody can help you. I'm telling you. You are welcome, woman of God. How are you doing?
I am fine, no.
Yeah, you want to dial in? You want to dial in and then share with us? Oh, okay. Let's see what happens.
Right there.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, that's
it. Okay. Right. All right. Who is going to help? Nobody. Except God help you. Nobody helps you. Everybody passed, but somebody else stopped by. Who stopped by? It's not a religious leader. Oh, my God. People use religion to deceive a lot of people. Religion. You know? They carry Christianity to cover faith and practice wickedness, practice evil under the sun. Eh? A Levite. Those are Christians. Those are people working within the church. He passed and didn't show concern. Then a priest, those are servants of God. They saw the man dying on Jericho Road and pretended not to see the man and also passed again. So who now is going to play the role? Then the Bible says, a Samaritan. Do you know the Samaritans were not, you know, counted as very important people? Samaritans are not looked upon as great people, like being religious. The Samaritans, they are not counted as people that are very important. The Samaritans, they are not seen as Christians per se, you know, very Christianly, not really. The Samaritans were regarded as second-class people, not first-class people. But let me tell you this, if God has to help you, He can use anybody. If God has to do anything for you, God can come from any direction. Oh, no, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. If you're asking God for help, you better be very careful. If you are praying God to help you in this life, you better be very, very careful, because a lot of people have been deceived by religion. Religious people. And people call themselves Christians and servants of God and ministers of God and preachers with their big titles and big churches and big, and all over the place, collecting monies and building mansions for themselves, buying aeroplanes for themselves and their wives and their children. And then the whole multitude are suffering. Nothing wrong if God blesses you, you have money, that is okay. But what are you doing to help humanity, to help mankind, to reach out to your neighbor, to be a blessing? Say, love your neighbor as yourself. You shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy spirit, with all thy mind. After you have loved the Lord thy God, that is when he will now reach out to you. But how many people are loving the Lord thy God? Then he said, love your neighbor as yourself. The same Luke chapter 10, verse 27. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your spirit. And then he says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, hold your Bible in your hand. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, hold your Bible in your hand. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, hold your Bible in your hand. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you want to go to heaven when you die, step by step, step by step into heaven when you die. Step by step into heaven when you die. Hold your Bible in your hand. Love your neighbor as yourself if you want to go to heaven when you die. It's America was the one who willingly helped the dying man. Now, let me warn you. I say it again. If you are asking God for help, if you are believing God to help you in this life, if you are trusting God, if you are praying God to help you in this life, you better be very open to the Holy Spirit. Be very open to God, because God can come from the north, east, west, or south. God said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. The way you think is not the way I think. The way I do my things is not the way I do God's ways, our methods are very, very different. So while you are looking at your brother or your sister or your friend or your relation to help you, God is coming from another direction. That's what Jesus is teaching us here. You are looking at church members to come and help you. You are looking at pastors to come and help you. You are looking at the priest to come and help you. You are looking at the Levite to come and help you. But God came from another direction. Another direction. Hey. Somebody gave me a word of prophecy. He said, help shall come from where you least expect it from. I say, I receive that. I receive that type of prophecy. He said, help shall come from where you least expect it to come from. Not the direction you are looking at. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And you are waiting for the Levite to come and help you. No, the Levite is not there. The Levite is going, he's pretending not to have seen you. Are you waiting for the priest to come and help you? No, the priest is not coming either. He is going to pretend that he did not see you. Who is going to help now? The one you did not think we had is the one who helped. Hey, this God, I fear this God, though. I fear this God. Hey! I put my eye on that Christian brother. I put my eye on that Christian sister. I put my eye on that pastor, that evangelist, that man of God, that rich man of God, that rich woman. I put my eye on them. But God said, no, I'm not coming from that side. God is not coming from those places. God came from another direction. He didn't expect him to come from there. He came through that. God came. Jesus came. God, you know, he came to rescue. Say, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. He knows better. He knows whom to use. Don't begin to calculate. You know, smiling faces, you are looking at who is smiling at you. Those smiles are deceiving people. All those smiling faces, they are deceiving people. When God had to show up, he showed up from another direction. Oh, this God, this God, I don't know what to do about him. Hey, God, ha, hey. The looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Who is going to help you? A human being? The Bible says the heart of man is wicked. That's how the Bible says. Look at the Bible. It says the heart of human being is wicked to the end of it. Is that the person you want to go and depend on? Ha! They will fail you on purpose. They will frustrate you, disappoint you, and disgrace you. You are not going anywhere with it. But when you put your heart on Jesus, when you put your heart on God, I say, God, here am I. Here am I on Jericho Road. I'm robbers are beating me. They took away everything. I am bleeding and dying. God, please send me help. I don't know who is going to help me now. I am just looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of my faith. That is the attitude. And God showed up. Ha-ra-ba-saya. Hey, God showed up. He's never too late. He's right on time. When he comes in, there is solution. When he comes in, all fear is gone. When he comes in, and he can come as a child, he can come in any form, he can come through anybody, he can do anything. No one is going to question him. Nobody is going to ask him. They were praising Jesus. In the Bible, they were praising Jesus Christ. So the Sadducees and Pharisees, they told us, shut up. You know, shut up. Why are you praising Jesus Christ? Come on, shut up. Shut up. Why are you praising Jesus Christ? Jesus turned to them and said, hey, listen. If you don't want to praise me, God is going to raise stones to praise me. When I read that scripture, I see it. Say it again. If you don't want to praise Jesus Christ, if you don't want to worship Jesus Christ, if you don't want to glorify him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God is going to raise stones to praise him. I thank God, please, oh, not in my generation, oh, don't raise stones while I'm here. Oh. I'm here, please, Lord. Don't leave me. Are you somebody else? Please. Hey! Who can tell God what to do? Because there is a lot of lessons in this topic, the Good Samaritan, there is so much there. Thank God our sister is here, Honorable Professor Nenka. She's going to be sharing with us whatever God lay in her heart concerning the Good Samaritan. What do you want to say about the Good Samaritan, woman of God? Tell us something.
And the Good Samaritan as well.
Huh?
I can't hear you well. Okay, Daddy, I can hear you. Daddy, say
what
Good
do you
Samaritan.
Want to say? Yeah, the Good Samaritan.
I don't understand. Good Samaritans are those that there are those that God can assign to help us when we are in need.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's just something.
All right. Okay, she's not prepared for this. So, yeah, we're going to continue this tomorrow by 5 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm going to have more speakers tomorrow, but let me just do what I can do right now. So we are not supposed to program God. We are not supposed to put God in a box. We are not supposed
I thought you're asking me questions. Yes, sir.
Yes. No, I'll come back to you.
Okay, Daddy, okay.
We are not supposed to program God to go this way or go this way. See, that's where we are missing it. He says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. That's the book of Proverbs. In Solomon. That's in Solomon, Proverbs chapter 3, 4, 5. He says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Look at the way people come to church today. They come to church. They have come to beg. They have come to ask for this, ask for that. There's nothing wrong with it, though. But there are people in the church, too, who need help. You can still go out of your way and help people who are in need, too. But more of the time, people run to where the church nowadays. They want to go and grab things. They want to go and get this or get that. That's not a very good attitude. It's not a good mindset. You see, you can't always be at the receiving end. Some people want to be at the receiving end. They want to always receive. They always want to get. You know, they always want to receive something. They always want to take something. They always want to grab something. Then Jesus said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, shaken together, pressed down, running over, shall men give to your bosom. So when you made a sacrifice to help humanity, to help mankind, you are sowing a seed that will come back to you. Oh, it's a spiritual law. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Make no mistake about this. It is a spiritual law. The good you do comes back to you. The evil you have done also comes back to you. So if you want to do evil, do evil. The evil you did comes back to you. It's just a spiritual law. There's nothing you can do about it. But the good you also did comes back to you as well.
Yes.
And so it was a Samaritan that God used. Hey, tears are coming from her eyes. Hey, a Levite saw him and did nothing about it. A priest saw him and did nothing. It was a Samaritan. People who are not regarded. I said, they don't even carry Bible and preach, and they are not even very wonderful Christians, no. The Samaritans were nobody. And this is not the first time a Samaritan, you know, appreciated the things of God. The 10 lepers, Jesus healed 10 lepers. Only one came back to say, thank you, Lord. Then Jesus said, were there not 10 lepers that were healed? How come only one leper came back? Then the Bible says that this one who came back is a Samaritan. It's in the picture. The one who came back to say, thank you, Lord, is a Samaritan. So where are the other people now? I told you, When you get to heaven, you will be very shocked. You will be shocked. The people you thought are there, they did not reach there. They are all in hellfire. The people you thought did not go to heaven, they are the ones that are inside heaven. I know what I'm talking about. 10 people were cured of leprosy. Only one came back to say thank you. Then the Bible says he's a Samaritan. And then Jesus blessed him a second time and then left. So where are the other people now who did not show up? See, this is what he is. I tell you, there is so much to learn from this chapter of the Bible. And we haven't finished it yet. Thank God, tomorrow we're going to have more Bible teachers coming in to really expand more on this topic, because there is so much to learn there. We need to submit to the Spirit. We need to be led by the Spirit. We need to allow God to tell us what to do, what not to do, and so on and so forth. The question tonight before we pray is, are you ready to be a good Samaritan? That is the question tonight before we pray, because God is looking for someone. He said, I sought for a man who will fill the gap I didn't see. And so me, God, became the intercessor. God is still looking for people to use. God is looking for someone to you. The question is, are you available? Will you be the good Samaritan? Will you be the kind one? Will you be the one to help and minister to those in need and help the poor and the rich and the underprivileged? You know, people just want to heap wealth, heap wealth. You will die and leave all those wealth. Nothing, you can't do anything with them after you die. Why not help people now? Why not minister to those in need? Why not reach out to the poor and the needy? The world is full of poor people, homeless people, more people are poor. God will make the world. No. God made the world. So many people are poor, and so many people, very few people are rich. You see, they are depending on you. God doesn't have to come from heaven to help those in need. It is you that God will use. It is you that God will use. You are the good Samaritan of today. You hearing this message, you are the good Samaritan of today. You are the one to stop by and minister to that person who is in need. Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about. We are going to pray right now. The prayer we have tonight is, God, make me the good Samaritan. I want to be the good Samaritan. Yes, I want to be the good Samaritan. I want to stop by and be the one who helps. T.L. Osborne, Dr. T.L. Osborne, he used to say, I want to be the man with the answer. I like that. I want to be the man with the answer. Oh, yes. You don't want to be the man with the problem. Problem people. No. You don't want to be the person with the problem all the time. You are the one with the problem. As I come in, the beggar don't become, you shouldn't beg money, you shouldn't beg now, you shouldn't beg. And you're truly, the person comes around beg. And then they just gather a couple of dollars and give you. Why are you the problem person? Why are you the one, you know, why are you the one with the problem? You should be the one with the answer. You should be the one to help people and minister to people and bring solutions to the problems of today. You know, God is calling you. I tell you, this message is very divine. It's very, very divine what we are hearing today. I tell you, we need to go home and consider this message. Let God use you as the good Samaritan of today. You are the good Samaritan. You are the good Samaritan of this generation. You are the one that will go out of your way to help the needy and the poor and the sick and the oppressed, the neglected ones, the underprivileged ones. You are the one to do it. God is not going to come down from heaven to do things you are supposed to do. No, no. God is not going to come down from heaven to help people. God is going to use you. You are the Jesus Christ who are going to reach out to the people just the same way Jesus feed the hungry and feed the poor and clothed the naked and reached out to those in need. That's our prayer today. God help us. We are not just going to be religious people, no, running to the church. Like people are dying by the roadside. You carry your big Bible on your chest. You are racing to meet up time, meet up church service. Ah, I'm late. I got to hurry and get down to the church. Carry your big Bible on your chest and be running around. And somebody is just dying by the roadside. You don't care. See? You need to change that attitude. You are the good Samaritan of today. You are the one to go out of your way to let God use you to bring help to do what you need. So wherever you are in any part of the world, I want you to join us in prayer. God, make me a good Samaritan in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to be the good Samaritan of today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory. God, we pray that, Lord, you make us the good Samaritan of today. In the name of Jesus. Even the Christians in the church, the priests, the Levites, the servants of God, the people of God, make them Samaritan, the good Samaritan. Who will love their neighbor as themselves, cannot be selfish and greedy. Oh God, help us, Lord, that we shall be the good Samaritan of today. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen
and amen, amen. Please, I want you to share this message to everyone you know, email it, text it, tweet it out. And let them know the truth that Jesus was the good Samaritan. And we who are following Jesus Christ should be the good Samaritans of today. I want to thank every one of you. God bless you abundantly for being with us on this broadcast. We love you and Jesus loves you too. Amen and amen and amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, woman of God. How are you doing?
Thank God. Bless God.
Yeah.